Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. Michigan lawmakers are back in the Capitol after a two-month summer break, and they have a long list of items on their legislative agenda. Among them is an overhaul of no-fault auto insurance in Michigan and the possibility of a rare veto override. Joining me now to talk about the legislature's top priorities is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, Rick Pluta. Rick is also the co-host of It's Just Politics on Michigan Radio. Rick, good morning.
Hi, Doug.
Michigan has some of the highest auto insurance rates in the country, and there have been numerous bills introduced over the years to try to fight that, including plans that would have banned insurance companies from using zip codes or credit histories or education levels to set rates. But the measures really haven't gone anywhere. Why do leaders in Lansing think this is a good time to take up that issue again?
First, we have to explain why it hasn't gone anywhere. And a lot of it centers around not just the issues that you mentioned, but also Michigan's one-of-a-kind unlimited medical benefits for accident victims. And so insurance companies have for a long time been trying to get some kind of a cap on that. But there are other interests that have been fighting them, and there are a lot. And so there's just always been, you know, this push and tug, and nothing, you know, big has ever really been done. What's changed this time around is that Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan has become engaged. There's some hope there because the governor and the legislature have a big interest in the recovery of Detroit and other Michigan cities. Now, there was a setback at the outset when the Senate Majority Leader, Arlen Meekoff, said that any proposal like the current one by the mayor, which would mandate a rate rollback, is, in his words, dead. Arrival in the Senate, that he only wants to deal with things that address the underlying costs of insurance without telling insurance companies what they have to do.
Governor Rick Snyder is hoping there's one item the legislature won't consider this session, and that's a veto override. Snyder vetoed a bill that was related to a tax break for new car buyers. He said it would put too big of a strain on the state budget. Veto overrides are pretty rare in Michigan. The last one was 15 years ago. What are the chances that the legislature will actually reverse the governor's veto?
The governor had also vetoed some other bills regarding e-cigarettes, an anti-abortion license plate. He thwarted efforts by House Republican leaders to roll back the income tax rate. And so there are some Republicans in the legislature who are hoping to send a message to the governor about legislative power.
Rick, why are the vetoes so rare? I mean, some of our listeners might think of presidential vetoes, and certainly in other states they seem to be more common. Why such a reluctance on the part of the legislature to overturn something that the governor has overturned from them?
Well, first of all, because usually before a bill gets sent to the governor by the legislature, that there's bargaining that goes on so that everyone is in agreement that this is an acceptable piece of legislation. On those occasions when a bill is vetoed for whatever reasons, one, it requires a supermajority, and there aren't that many bills, certainly not controversial ones, that pass with the kinds of supermajorities that would indicate that a veto override would succeed. And then the other one is it defines your relationship with the governor going forward, that, yes, the legislature made a decision, but so did the governor.
Michigan's residential recycling rate is a less than stellar 15%, which is lower than most of the country. Governor Snyder wants to increase that to 30% and plans to announce a new recycling initiative this fall. What's in the works to help achieve that goal in Lansing?
Well, they're still designing it, but the early indications seem to be a lot of it is going to focus at the outset on figuring out what's working and what's not working at the county level in Michigan. I think one of the things that they're going to have to look at is the fact that it is so inexpensive to dump in Michigan. However, whenever there are efforts to mandate increases, local governments and businesses cry foul and say that if we're going to boost our recycling rate, it shouldn't be at the expense of taxpayers and consumers.
Rick, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure, Doug.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. He's also the co-host of It's Just Politics, which you can hear every Monday morning right here on Michigan Radio.